The West Bend School District in southeastern Wisconsin has just over 7,000 students, around 900 employees, and a mission.
Our mission statement is college and career readiness for all.
Ted Knightsky is the district's superintendent.
We want the kids in the West Bend School District to get a great education, go off and do great things, and then come back to their community and reinvest.
Knightsky supports the college and career readiness standards known as Common Core. He's one of many school superintendents and other public education leaders who've been speaking up for the embattled standards that are now firmly in place in Wisconsin's public schools. Tea Party Republicans and some Democrats want Wisconsin to drop Common Core. The state signed on to the standards along with 44 other states back in 2010. But it wasn't until more recently that the anti-Common Core movement gained steam. And Governor Scott Walker, who has previously supported the standards, made a comment a few months ago that seemed to put Common Core's future in the state in question.
I'd like to have Wisconsin have its own unique standards that I think can be higher than what's been established or what's been talked about at the national level.
Walker hasn't clarified whether that means he wants to abandon the standards entirely or just make changes. The task of what comes next is in the hands of legislators who recently held joint committee hearings around the state. Assembly Common Core Committee Chair Jeremy Thiesfeldt, who says he's skeptical of Common Core, says they'll review testimony and materials.
And we'll try to come to some sort of a conclusion that hopefully is going to satisfy everybody, although that's pretty tough.
For Republicans who may want to repeal Common Core, there are hurdles. At this point, public schools have already spent a lot of time and money implementing the standards. Republican State Senator Luther Olson, a supporter of Core, is the chair of the Senate's Education Committee.
I think that the horse is way out of this barn. In fact, I don't think you can see the horse anymore.
School districts have already had hours of professional development. They purchase new curriculum, new textbooks, and other materials all aligned to Common Core. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau's best estimate is that districts have spent around $25 million. Superintendent Knightsky says the financial stakes of this debate are high.
We would have flushed away hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm not going to say millions, but I mean lots of money spent on all of these things. A new standard means a new direction for a system. So we'd have to realign to whatever that is.
But ultimately, State Superintendent Tony Evers argues that the legislature doesn't have the authority to stop Common Core.
If indeed the legislature decides to take over this whole process and to essentially diminish my authority, or more importantly, diminish the local school district's authority, that'll end up in court.
Common Core Senate Committee Chair Republican Paul Farrow disagrees, and he says they're having legal counsel look into that claim.
I believe the Constitution, the way it's set, is the superintendent, yes, is in charge of the education system, but they work at the purview of the rules set forth by the legislature.
The Assembly Special Committee on Common Core is slated to meet tomorrow, and Farrow and Thiesfeldt say they hope to have a joint report and recommendations on the Common Core state standards in the coming weeks. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.